to this week's podcast for the Western Federation Schools Curriculum. My name is Edith and I am head girl of the Western Schools.
My name is Ryan and I am the head boy of the Western Schools.
This week's podcast will be based on science.
At Western, we offer hands-on practical learning, which is inquiry-based.
We enjoy that our science is exploring and discovering answers to big questions.
I hope this podcast gives you a good insight into what science lessons are like at our schools.
Hello, I'm Miss Tench, Science Lead for Key Stage 1.
Hello, Mr. Osborne, Science Lead for Key Stage 2. At Western Schools Federation, we aim for all pupils to develop knowledge and understanding of nature, processes and methods of science through different types of scientific inquiries and observations to help them to answer scientific questions about the world around them. Each science topic is divided and organised into sequenced knowledge progression for every half term with a focus on progression of working scientifically.
Starting in Year R, children are given lots of opportunities to explore aspects of the familiar world around them. For example, this will be where they live, the natural world, and they begin to explore and inquire about seasons, animals and themselves, and how they fit into the environment around them. This is then developed into the Key Stage 1 science curriculum, where the children are exposed to knowledge around animals, materials, seasons and plants. Children at this stage also begin to use inquiry skills to observe, classify and ask questions. In Year 1, children are taught in animals about carnivores, herbivores and omnivores. This is then developed into Year 2, where the children use this knowledge to help them sort their animals into food chains. The science curriculum builds year on year to enable the children to be ready to progress onto secondary education.
In Year 6, children build on their prior knowledge and skills to work scientifically to enable them to look at science in more depth. For example, in Year 4, children learn about group and living things. In Year 6, this is developed into them using a classification system in more detail and the ability for them to discuss reasons for their choices. We believe a high-quality science education provides the foundations for understanding the ever-changing world. We believe the children should develop their knowledge and vocab to enable them to progress onto the next phase of their education.
Hello, Year 5. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast, All About Science. Can you talk to me about some of the learning that you've done in science so far this year?
We have been learning about different forces and testing the effects of air resistant, water resistant and friction. We did lots of experiments to test out our inquiry question of what would be the best shape to give the greatest surface area to float in water.
We also tested our hypothesis on different surfaces and the friction that was created to see how far a car would travel.
We started by choosing different types of materials that had different surfaces, rough carpet, sticky paper and a smooth desk. After collecting the information about how the toy car travelled along each surface, we found out that the surface that created the least friction, resulting in the toy car travelling the furthest, was the smooth desk.
I really enjoy science because it is practical. Our teachers make it fun and engaging, and this really helps us to learn.
Every lesson in science, we get given a word bank. This really helps us to not only spell the words correctly, but use these scientific words in our explanations, making us better scientists.
I am really excited because this half term we are moving on to learning about properties and changes of materials, and I'm sure we will do lots of fun experiments again.
Thank you, Year 5. It sounds like you've remembered a lot about your science lessons, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again at the end of this unit. Hello, Year 2. Thank you for coming to talk to me about science. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what you have been learning about?
We have been learning about habitats.
We have also been learning about microhabitats.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Can you tell me a little bit more about what a microhabitat is?
So a microhabitat is a place that it's under a place, like under a leaf or under stone, or under the mud in the ground.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your learning about food chains?
Food chains are really interesting. They always start with a plant. Plants make their own food. These plants are then eaten by different animals, like rabbits, and then rabbits might be eaten by foxes. This is a type of food chain.
Fantastic, thank you. That's really interesting. So, what did you do at the end of your science unit when you used all of your knowledge to apply it to something?
We made our own polar habitats and forest habitats.
Thank you to all of the children and staff who were involved in this week's podcast all about our science curriculum. And well done, and thank you to those Year 6s who created and composed the introduction. See you next week.